As we move into our time of prayer this morning, I have a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared with us in the course of the week. A few birthdays to celebrate. John Sands celebrated a birthday on the 21st. Susan Hendricks celebrated a birthday on the 22nd. And an anniversary, Sandy and Scott Brown will celebrate their 46th wedding anniversary on May 24th. So we celebrate with them. And a concern, we keep Megan Deal in our prayers and her family. Megan's brother Greg passed away this past week. So we certainly surround them with a spirit of comfort. I invite you to bring all the joys and concerns that you have on your hearts and minds as we join in prayer. God, thank you for waking us up this morning, for breathing air into our lungs, and for being the breath of life in and among us. Breathe your spirit into and upon us this day. In normal circumstances, we may pray that your Holy Spirit, like a gust of strong wind, might stir us up and move our spirits. But this past year has stirred us up quite a bit. So today, we pray that your Holy Spirit might unite us, might burn within us and keep our faith alive and aflame, might fill us with the hope of new life and transformation. On this day of Pentecost, we give you thanks for the church, both this community and for the wider church of which we are a part. We pray for the churches in our denomination, those in our community, and those around the world, that we as a people might be one body, not always in perfect agreement, but always united in understanding and love, not always together in person, but always together in spirit, brought and held together by our mission to serve one another and to seek justice for all people. We lift our joy and our thanksgiving to you this day. We think of those who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, those rejoicing, those breathing sighs of relief. We also pray for all those who are in need of your comfort and your peace, those who are struggling, hurting, grieving, waiting, those who are holding their breath, those who are struggling to catch their breath, and those whose breath has been stolen from them in senseless acts of violence. God, we pray in the face of racism, inequality, hatred, and fear, and we join our brothers and sisters in crying out for justice. Help us to do the work of justice too. Help us to listen when we need to just listen. And help us to speak up when our voices matter. Be with us, God, as we give thanks, as we grieve, as we imagine what we, the church, can and will be in the future. Inspire us to cast wider visions and dream bigger dreams, even as we seek to meet one another right where we are. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, your Son, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare to share communion and eat at Christ's table, let me remind you that this is indeed the joyful feast of the people of God. As we gather this day at separate tables, near and far, may we be aware that we all have the same host. Christ is with us where we are. May we be reminded also that while we may be breaking different bread and drinking from different cups, what unites us is our celebration of God's love for us in Christ Jesus, whose body was broken and whose blood was shed so that we might be made whole and have life, not only now, but for all time and eternity. We remember when Jesus first celebrated this meal with his disciples in an upper room. The context was a Passover meal. In the midst of that meal, Jesus took bread. And after giving thanks for it, he broke it. And as he shared it with those he loved, he said, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And in the same way, after breaking bread, Jesus took the cup. And after giving thanks for it and blessing it and before sharing it with his disciples, those he loved, he said to them, "This is my blood, poured out for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Jesus did pause to bless the gifts, to say grace, as I say, so I invite you to join me as we do the same. Loving God, on this day of Pentecost, when we celebrate the breath of fresh air, the wind of change that is the Holy Spirit, we invite that same Spirit to fill us now and to fall upon these gifts that we are preparing to receive. In our eating and in our drinking of these elements, bread and cup, we are reminded of their simplicity and yet their awesome power to transform, to stir us from placidness, to change everything. May they be blessed. May they bless us and change us from the inside out this day. And may they light a fire within us as we seek to continue to be Pentecost people. Amen.
We invite you now to take the bread that you have in front of you, whatever kind it may be, and as you share it, picture your pewmates, fellow Christians, those around you, also sharing bread. Remember that it is for us the body of Christ, a reminder of one who was willing to give of himself so that we might have life. Remembering this, we take and eat.
Friends, as you take whatever cup you've got, know that within it is for us the blood of Christ, life poured out that we might know life that really is life. Remembering this, we take and drink.
Having been fed at Christ's table, I invite you to join me now as we express our gratitude to God and prepare to go out into the world to feed others. Let us pray. Gracious God, the bread, the cup, such simple gifts, and yet so powerful. May we never take these gifts for granted, or the fact that your Son Jesus offers them to us freely, over and over again. Having been fed by Christ, may we be people who eagerly feed others, those who literally need food, and those who need nourishment, encouragement, comfort for the journey ahead. Strengthen us so that we might strengthen others to do your work, to respond to your call, to be your people. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. And now, as you prepare to go out into the world in the midst of this warm May day, may you listen for God. May you be aware of God's Spirit blowing around you, within you, beneath you, ahead of you and behind you, everywhere you go. May you embrace that Spirit. May you allow it to enliven you. And may you share it freely with others. As you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. May God's peace sustain you. Amen.